Let's bring you to Tulsa. How did this come about?
It was a tradition in the old days when American Unitarian Association had what they called the May meetings in Boston. It used to say the Unitarians believed in the fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, and the neighborhood of Boston. All of the churches in Boston at one time were Unitarian churches except one, after the Revolution. Every single church parish in Boston was a Unitarian church except one. That was Old South. They had the tradition, the ministers would come, and then to help defray expenses, they could preach in different places around Boston. I ended up being invited to preach in Quincy, Massachusetts, First Parish Quincy, where John Adams and John Quincy Adams are buried in the basement with their respective wives. The guy by the name of Charles Wing, the Wings came over in the Mayflower, was the minister there. Well, when my predecessor here in Tulsa left here, the building had recently been built 2 years before, he left, and Charles Wing was appointed the interim minister. Well, we'd hit it off when I'd preached there. They were having trouble. Most of the people in established pulpits didn't want to come to Tulsa. They didn't want to come to Oklahoma.
You said they just built the building.
Two and a half years, yeah.
Describe what the building is now.
The original church building is now Fitzgerald's funeral home. It had gotten so small, and when they placed for church school, that's when they moved to 29th and Peoria.
And the way that Fitzgerald's now, the church, looks, was patterned much after the architecture of churches in Boston as well as All Souls.
That is because, Clayton, at that time they borrowed money from the American Unitarian Association to help build that church. And if you borrowed money from the association, you had to add Boston architect. And guess what? That's how we got Colonial in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Not that anybody really had anything against that. That turned out it was a lovely building. 1929 when it started. And so the congregation took another, must have been 10 years before they finally got it all completely done. They used their own strength and their own hands to paint and to build the wainscoting, all kinds of stuff, to get it done. But that's where the Colonial came from. And then John Duncan Forsyth built our building now on 29th in Peoria. Had a widow's walk and everything. I said, John, what is with a widow's walk and a church in Oklahoma? You know, widow's walk is for the sea captain's wives to be looking on prairie schooners. Anyway, I digress.
When you came to Tulsa, where did you preach? Which church were you in?
They had moved to the new church at 29th of Peoria.
Okay.
Bob had left, Bob Stone and my predecessor. But as I was saying, Charlie Wing was the interim. And he was the one said, do you know anything about this John Wolfe in Meadville, Pennsylvania? Well, at that very time, the Unitarian Association and the Universalist Church of America were merging in a meeting in Syracuse, New York. So the whole pulpit committee from here went to that confab to interview ministers. And three of the members came through Meadville to hear me. Ken Crouch, Crouch Davidson Mall, Bishop Barnett, who was one of the Jenkin Lloyd Jones family, and Ethel Watson. Here they came and heard me preach. Subsequently, they interviewed me in Syracuse, and then all of a sudden I get a telephone call. And I didn't want to leave Meadville. It was Eden to me. But my wife was packed and ready to go.
Your wife's name?
Barbara.
You had two children?
Mm-hmm.
And their
David,
names?
David and Kathy. Catherine.
Okay. Did they follow you in the ministry?
No. My son worked for the Tulsa Park Department for many years. Retired, now has an art gallery in Claremore. And my daughter is an art therapist with Hillcrest Hospital.
You mentioned Jones. This church was founded by Richard Lloyd Jones, publisher of the Tulsa Tribune.
And William R. Holloway, H-O-L-W-A-Y, the two families. In Richard Lloyd Jones's case, his father was a Unitarian minister in Chicago. And in Holloway, her father was a Unitarian minister in Sandwich in Cape Cod.
So I believe the church was founded in 1921 in Tulsa.
Yeah.
As an aside here, since we brought up Richard Lloyd Jones, were you ever at odds on issues with the Tulsa Tribune or and the Tulsa World?